We're going to go straight to our press review now. And North Korea deploying troops to fight alongside the Russian army in its war against Ukraine. A war coalition will likely to further stoke tensions on the Korean peninsula. And Antonia's been looking at the papers for us on it, Antonia.
Yes, let's start with a piece in the Moscow Times, a Russian paper, with the headline, North Koreans fighting for Russia put warm words into practice. In other words, this has been much mooted. However, further down in this article, they point out that Russia is taking a risk here. Of course, South Korea has thus far sent only non-lethal aid to Ukraine. And of course, we've got an article from the Korea Times in which they go over South Korea mulling their response to this. One of the things that they point out in this article is that South Korea fears, first of all, North Korea gaining battlefield experience, which would make them a more dangerous adversary and neighbour, and also wondering what North Korea is getting in return from Russia. And they say that if, for instance, it's advanced military technology or weaponry, that's the kind of thing that they would respond to potentially with military aid to Ukraine directly. They say it could be defensive or offensive, depending on the degree of engagement by the North Koreans in this war. They say regardless, they'll be sharing intelligence with their allies and are already sending a delegation to NATO, also emphasising that South Korea will be sure to make sure the North Koreans find out about this. Pyongyang still denies this, that it's rumour, but they think that the North Korean people would be outraged to discover.
US elections, of course, fast approaching. We've already talked about it on the programme. A surprising poll here, though, by Arab News. Tell us about it.
Yes, a surprising poll indeed. So this was a collaboration with YouGov, What Arab Americans Want. First thing worth noting is that turnout is expected to be extremely high. 87% of Arab Americans expect to vote in this election. That's up 7% on 2020 and even more on 2016. These voters' highest priority is the Palestine issue, the current conflict in the Middle East. What is surprising, however, is that this polling puts Harris 2 points behind Donald Trump in voting intentions. The Arab News thesis on this is that even though they see Trump as more pro-Israel than Harris, they want to penalise the Democrats of what they see as mishandling of Gaza. And the Washington Post has this longer reflection, Harris is losing support from Muslim and Arab Americans, is it too late? And it talks about how the Democrats lost the demographic. And one thing they point out is that although Kamala Harris has been stronger in her condemnation of the humanitarian situation in Gaza, she hasn't changed this Biden-era taboo of condemning Israel's role in this. The journalist rounds off this article saying, I hope Kamala Harris wins, but she's not making it easy for Arab and Muslim leaders who would otherwise advocate more forcefully on her behalf.
And on the subject of voting, French paper Le Croix has a piece on democratic processes. It's a little bit different, though. It's amongst guerrillas.
Absolutely. So, hear me out. This is something they got from the British Royal Society. Western guerrillas live in groups, mostly a number of females, some young, and a male silverback. They feed off fruit is their main source of food, so they have to move on regularly. The headline says, Western guerrillas move after a sort of vote. And what the researchers noticed is an increase in vocalisations in the minutes leading up to a movement, and that the movement is more likely to happen if more guerrillas participate, if more guerrillas make noises. As such, they think there might be some concept of quorum among guerrillas and perhaps some idea of democracy. Of course, we'll have to be following that story closely on France 24, because who knows what we could learn from the guerrillas.
Just hopefully there won't be too much noise during your press review, Antonia. Get her off. No. From guerrillas to bears now. One specific bear this is. It's a Peruvian bear. It was a big day for him, apparently.
Yesterday, absolutely. And you guessed it, we're talking about Paddington Bear. Now, he arrived in London from darkest Peru, was found in Paddington Station by the Brown family with a sign around his neck saying, please look after this bear. He's the subject of a series of books by Michael Bond and then two films. In the next film, he's going back to Peru. So naturally, obviously, the film's producers contacted the Home Office to ask for a replica passport, without which, of course, his voyage to Peru would be wholly unrealistic. And imagine their surprise and the young bear's surprise, as you can see here, when he actually got a real one. So here it is. British citizen Paddington Brown. Apparently, on the official observations page, they've marked bear to keep it completely clear. Also worth noting, not everyone's happy about this. The Spectator magazine, a right-wing publication, says Paddington shouldn't have been given a passport. I know. I mean, they argue the suggestion is pandering to the centrist middle class and not taking the immigration issue seriously. It is also, of course, worth bearing in mind that this government's migration policy for non-fictional humans is a little bit less warm and fuzzy. It's a bit different. They've pledged to increase deportations, but we're, of course, nevertheless, delighted for young Paddington. It couldn't have happened to a nicer bear.
That's true. Can you bring that photo up again, Antonia? Give us that photo.
I absolutely can.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, hang on. It's not that one. The other one, the passport photo. Because I don't think that is a legal passport photo. You have to look directly at the camera, you know, having your tongue out, all of that. I think that would be a fail.
You might well be right. I think lots to dig into here, certainly.
Yes, exactly. Antonia will be back with a follow-up later on. Maybe not. Antonia Carrier with the papers on France 24. That's the latest. More coming up in just a few minutes. Do stay with us.